It's all agriculture. So just passing a C2 there, you'd be sort of basically violating your own intent of the A1 zoning. My other thing is natural resources. I started reading the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. Southwest Missouri is in a water crisis. Our water tables are dropping. I don't know if you noticed the other day, but Nixon, Missouri, just town just up the road, had to turn one of their wells off because their water table dropped low enough. So I'm opposed to any commercial property. I'm opposed to any conditional permit that's going to put a commercial business there that could drop our wells. And that's going to drop our property value if we have to pump water in someday. Traffic is bad. I'm sure you've all drove that, going 65 over to 76, going around the curve. You're coming down grade on that curve. As soon as you go across the Bear Creek Ridge, that's where the passing zone starts. I wouldn't call it a passing zone. I'd call it a road rage zone in the morning and the evenings. You know, middle of night, it's fine, whatever. There's two times there that it gets bad. Can we pull the flood zone map up? Is it okay if I approach the map?
Sure.
I mean, as you can see, the one property, this is my barn, and the water was up there March 23rd of this year. The flood zone goes around the curved property that's potentially going to be a coffee house. I think that's what he had on the plan. I think he had potential coffee house and then a potential furniture store. I'm concerned if they drill another well about the water. I'm concerned about if they put another septic system in there. That's the 100-year flood zone plan. What happens if it goes up a little bit bad, you know, higher than that? I'm also concerned that the current property owner had built a long, huge concrete barrier on Bear Creek with stones about the size of this podium. In the last flood, all those stones are breaking apart and starting to come down the creek, and my property's next to it. I don't know if that was approved. I don't know if you could put stones like that on a creek, but if they end up on my property, I'm not paying to clean them up. So I'm concerned about that. I'm also concerned about commercial businesses out there at night, about empty parking lots. Crime at night. I don't want to be dealing with that. And I dealt that my whole life. I retired as a lieutenant with the Champaign County Sheriff's Office. And I fought people my whole life, is what I did, basically. And the last meeting, Mr. Currier said that, we'll wear them out. We'll keep having the meetings. Well, I'm a pretty good fighter. I process 10,000 arrests a year. And I'll be here every meeting opposing this from the natural resource part of it. So in summation, you know, the traffic, I don't know if MDOT will need to put a different type of entryway into that property also, as the one gentleman with Bee Creek was talking about, a slowdown lane or something. So I'm not going to keep repeating myself. All in all, this is a bad idea. I don't want to ruin anybody's dream. It is a beautiful piece of property. But, you know, if you have to build your building up, raise the property up, that's going to make the water shooting through that flood zone even that much worse on my property. So with that, I oppose any rezoning, conditional permits, or anything otherwise for any retail business. Thanks.
Thank you.
And if you approve it, I'm out of here. So, thanks.
Afternoon, sir.
Hi, I'm Michael Burr. I live at 7439 Highway 160, which I live right across the street. One of your pictures actually shows my driveway. that you put up there. That's how close to this I live. And the part that they're talking about is actually the view that I see from my front room and my balcony. So I would definitely be opposed to commercial being outside my front room and my balcony. But and I'm sure you could understand that. We moved there. I'm a retired military, so is my wife. She should be up here because she was a squadron commander. But the speed limit there is 55. That's a state highway. And there's accidents there all the time. There's too much traffic now for what's going on. My neighbor, this lady here, tractor flipped and threw a tractor off of its trailer into their front yard. And there's a school bus stop there also. And along with, there's no city sewer or water there for a commercial building. You know, it would have to be on septic and another well, which would damage, you know, the water table and everything else. So because of those things, I am definitely opposed to any commercial over there. There's commercial property all over if somebody wants to do a business somewhere, you know. You don't need to destroy a country setting for a commercial building, you know, when there's plenty of commercial property everywhere around here. And everybody knows that. And I thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak at this time? Petitioner, would you like to address any of the questions, concerns?
We do plan on living there as well. As if we can get this rezoned, maybe, probably, even if we don't get it rezoned, we're probably going to live there. It's not part of this conversation, but it's on the northern side of this, it joins this parcel here. It is a major highway. There's, you know, whether we succeed or fail, whether businesses succeed or fail in this area, I don't know if that's pertinent to anything because that's that's American dream. There's commercial up, you know, up the road on both sides of it. I did talk to Dusty at MoDOT. He said, you know, no, from his opinion, no deceleration lane was needed. 55 mile an hour was a fair speed limit in front of for traffic getting on and off. He did suggest a traffic study maybe down the road if we got approved, just to make sure that we do everything correctly. And he did suggest that we would put concrete or asphalt for the turn in instead of just the rocks and gravel that it is right now to make it safer for traffic coming in and out of the property. It's one of the longest, straightest stretches of road for miles. So I think, you know, of anywhere along there, even along all the businesses all the way from 160 to here, you know, it's got better visibility, I think, than just about any other stretch of land on 160 for miles. I don't, if you have any questions on anything, I don't know what else to say.
Okay. Go ahead. Questions from the commission?
You, try to find it.
I guess I misunderstood earlier. I thought if you sold this and someone else put in a different business, but then what I thought I heard then was that regardless, you're going to go ahead and build your home.
We plan on living there. Yeah, we're planning on selling everything that we have. We have the downtown building business, selling that. We have a warehouse, sell that. We have a home that we just built 3 years ago, sell that, and do it all out here. But mine would be on the area that's not zoned. There's another parcel that adjoins us
across the creek.
Yeah, across the creek, that'd be residential. So we would be living here too. So it's not like we're out of state or away, and we just do our commerce. We have a 10 and 12 year old as well. So.
So if you wanted to build your residential across the street, just one residential, that's Agland, Scott, would that even need to be rezoned?
It would not be rezoned.
So it could stand.
That's why we did just these ones, because on that one we're not, we didn't think it was necessary.
I think what I heard earlier is you were looking for guidance on what to zone it.
Yeah, well, and everybody had told us C2. Yep.
Right. Yep. You go in, hey, I want to do this. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, for this to happen, you have to be C2 would be the, not necessarily the easiest, but it would cover everything.
Everything that you want, yes, correct.
But I guess my question is, I think the concern that I would have, and obviously the neighbors have, once it's C2, that does open it up to where anything that's allowed in C2 could happen there.
And I understand that. That's why on that table at the end, I'm like, plus if we need to go to C1 to get it to...
C1?
If you guys want to put me a conditional use at Jeremiah, you're the only person that can ever do this.
We can't do a conditional use permits. That's plain as
But they can't do a conditional use for what I want to do, though, either. So that's my catch-22 on this. Because I'd say, sure, give me conditional use for me being there and operating that, because you trust me and believe I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and then but there's no mechanism in place for that to happen once if we were to ever sell it or something like that. So...
That, I guess that's what kind of confused me. You once again said if we sell, and of course nobody knows what we're going to do tomorrow, but you talked about putting your home there and
yes.
keeping it.
We don't plan on it, but that was one of the big pushbacks at the last meeting was that, Jeremiah, Amazon's going to come along or Walmart's going to come along and say, I'm going to give you $10 million just for the land, and you're going to say, well, okay, sure, $10 million, go ahead and take it. Or some marijuana dispensary place is going to say, hey, it's beautiful, here, I'm going to give you $5 million. And we're good. So that was I was trying to address a lot of the concerns from the last meeting, is that it's not necessarily what Alon said that was me, but the next guy that would come in.
And Scott, you said as a C1, he could not put the coffee shop?
With conditional use, I believe, is what it was.
Yeah, he would need to go back to the Planning Commission and seek a conditional use permit for that use in a C1.
Yeah.
But there's some things that I don't know that we would want...
In the C1.
In C1, that's permitted in C1 that... You wouldn't want it either.
And that's my tough word.
Do we
and
have,
so I even looked at office on that too. I'm like, well, could office, but no, but it doesn't. So
do we have like an agribusiness? I know that's kind of a newer thing, and I mean one of the you've always been an entrepreneur, I've known you for a while. So like one of the things was I'll find it. Greenhouse nursery, livestock, outdoor activities. What's the zoning for the place down Sun? Is it Sunset Inn? Off T?
Oh yeah.
What's the zoning on that?
That one ended up in R because they're wanting to do a whole bunch of nightly rental.
Oh, well, that's not.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the wedding place.
It's zoned NR, but it already has those permits for that approval. And we looked at it pretty hard in our zoning district.
I didn't think NR allowed. Does NR allow that?
Well, they have that permit already in place. That's the problem. It's a legal non-conforming use that was in place before
the zoning. Okay.
I have seen some of that agribusiness zoning districts. The surrounding counties have a few different zoning districts than we have, but this is what we landed on. It's always amendable someday in the future.
I just know, for example, the blueberry picking, the strawberry picking. I mean, those, I don't know if that falls under straight ag or if you have to, you couldn't do retail out of that.
You can't have retail in that, though,
You have to be some sort of, and I think there's a few that operate in the county that probably shouldn't be operating.
There's probably a bunch all over and stuff, but yeah.
But it sounds to me like you're willing to look at other things.
I'm absolutely. This is what we want to do, a store or coffee shop and restaurant. And then, but have, we want livestock and stuff like that, we took a 100-year-old building downtown, poured, a couple million dollars into renovating it and buying it and making it really cool. If we live here, we're not going to do something that's an eyesore that's going to, we're going to live there too. So,
again, the concern is the future.
Yeah, and I understand, I don't know how to address, and that's been where I've been stuck. I don't know how to address, like I said, if you could issue me one, a conditional use just for a while, I'll take it, but I know.
I think somebody earlier said people need to stay in their lanes. That's not in our lane.
Yeah.
Any further questions or discussion?
I don't have any further questions. Do you guys have
But any? Scott, the conditional use.